Packers special guest, offensive lineman Brian Bulaga. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry McCarron.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. That was really a boring game, wasn't it? I was never worried. Anyway, we want to look at that final drive in detail, so we're going to get started right away. Please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Hang on, I just thought of something, though. This past summer, I was at the Kewaunee County Fair, and lo and behold, who's playing on the main stage but Frank and the Guys? Frank, you remember that?
I remember that, Larry. You were there.
And Frank and the Guys are doing their Elvis review, okay? And I was thinking, Frank, do you think we could have an Elvis night here on Packers Live where you do nothing but Elvis songs and you're in your Elvis regatta and all that stuff?
You got it. I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
I will take that as a yes. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is a really, really good player, and I love the way he goes about his football business. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Brian Bulaga. Everybody. Brian, how are you doing?
I'm good.
No worse for the wear after the heat and everything?
A little tired today. Probably one of the worst I felt after a game. I don't know if it was the heat or the 80 plays we ran, but we'll be good to go.
Let's see, Brian. 204 left to play, 60 yards to go, no timeouts. How'd that situation hit you?
I mean, I think we felt pretty good about it. I mean, we had a great punt return from Micah that set us up in really good field position. We still had the two-minute break left, and we had a good play to start us off on that drive. And I think we're all pretty confident that we were able to get in the end zone on it. There wasn't a doubt in our minds.
Huge play by T.J. Lang, turning a negative into a positive. Pressure off the edge, fumble. T.J. recovers, and the drive goes on. That was big, was it not?
Huge, huge. I mean, you know, T.J. being able to jump on that ball, really impressed by his ball skills to get on that. So that was a huge play. I mean, it got us another down, and of course, Aaron completes the pass, and we keep it going. So that was huge.
Yeah, next play, 4th and 10, Jordy Nelson for 18. At that point, does the confidence grow, or are you just thinking down to down, play to play?
I think so. I mean, to me, it's just down to down and just kind of always looking to get positive plays every time. And we know with the guy that's behind center calling the shots and running it that we're in pretty good hands. He knows exactly what's going on at all times and is putting us in the right situations.
Okay, two plays later, James Starks makes a catch on 3rd and 10, gets the 10, so you got a new set of downs, but there's only 30 seconds left, so it's getting really interesting. A little intense in the huddle, or?
Not at all. Not at all, not one bit.
Okay, Randall Cobb makes a catch, and then the clock is really serious business winding down, and you guys are going to go and fake the clock play. The seldom seen fake the clock play. Did you know it was coming?
No, I didn't know it was coming. But, I mean, you know, for that play, I mean, there's a protection for the play, and we just kind of have to step in our gaps, block our protection, make sure there's no leakage through our gaps. And, I mean, we know that he could do anything he wants with that ball behind us. So we just got to make sure on that play that we just do our jobs and let the guys on the outside and himself take care of it.
Okay. You're down there knocking on the door, but you still got to punch it into the end zone. That had to be kind of exciting. I mean, was your heart beating a mile a minute?
It was. I mean, I don't know if it's because how tired I was from the drive or just the excitement about that. You know, we knew we were going to win that football game. It's just a matter of getting it in there. But, you know, it was a great play. Corliss wide open, or what in NFL terms considered wide open with the guy hanging over your back. And Aaron throws a strike right in there and game over.
Okay. Yeah. Brian, great team victory, but now let's talk about your individual game, and let's start by looking at that last play. And I don't know if you appreciate this as an offensive lineman, but you attack Cameron Wake and drive him out of the throwing lane so Aaron Rodgers got a nice, clear view of Andrew Corliss. Yeah. Kind of an unsung hero on that play.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you have a short, quick throw like that, you got to make sure that, you know, hands are out of the throwing lane, and especially with a guy like that, he makes plays, so just a matter of getting on him as fast as you can and trying to just get him out of Aaron's view so he can make a perfect throw.
Let's go back to the start of the drive, and it certainly gave you some momentum. James Starks, 12-yard run, and you guys, you and TJ, do the seldom seen gut block. That's what we used to call it, guard untackle, where you pull around him.
Yeah.
I mean, nice execution there, guys.
Yeah, that's just some.
We like good offensive line play
exactly,
on this show.
Exactly. I mean, that's just something that, you know, we kind of throw in there every now and then. TJ and Josh and David Dude on the other side, too. It's just make a little call, make the adjustment. I just wrap around and pick up the linebacker. And TJ felt like it was a good opportunity to do it. They hadn't seen it all game, and it worked out perfect. James was able to set up our blocks very well and cut it back and start that drive off good for us.
Now, folks, much of the game, Brian was going against a guy named Cameron Wake, one of the league's best pass rushers. And you got to understand, these kind of battles are like a heavyweight title fight. Both sides are going to take some blows. Like on this particular play, both sides land a blow. Brian puts the guy in the dirt, and the guy gets up and chases the quarterback. That's the kind of battle it is. You're going to win some, lose some. But, Brian, I went back and looked at the tape, okay? And this guy is one of the best. Aaron Rodgers threw 42 passes. He dropped back six other times and wound up scrambling. I counted a total of three plays where I'd say, okay, Wake, gotcha on that one. Mm-hmm. Three plays. Now, I think people got to understand that's the way it is in the NFL. The other guy will get there occasionally.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we throw the ball 42 times, especially when you're going against a pass rusher like that, on his home field, on that fast track, those guys are going to make plays too, and especially going against, like you said and I keep saying, probably one of the best pass rushers in the league. You just have to do your best to try to negate him out of the game as much as you can. And I think, obviously, there's a couple plays I want back or would love to have back.
As would anybody when you block a great one.
Yeah, exactly.
Simple as that.
You'd love to have a couple back, but that's the way it goes, and for the most part, coming out of there with a victory and doing my best to try to negate what he does. I mean, watching him on tape, he ruined a lot of games for Oakland, for the Patriots in the opening game. So it was a big deal to try to minimize what he did out there.
All right, Brian, hang on to your helmet because it's time to go in the huddle. Exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Brian, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay. Folks, I'm going to take over for just a minute. Okay, here is Brian, and here is that Wake dude we were talking about. Okay, and this is during that final drive. Okay, keep an eye on it. Brian's going to go back in his pass set. Wake's doing his best to get in there, and Brian, What was that, Brian? There. Now, my question for you, we're not going to go all technique-y here, mm-hmm. is did a little part of you or a big part of you say, you know, I get a chance, I'm putting you in the dirt, dude?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, all day he was running up and around the field and making me chase him, so I had the one chance he tried to redirect and kind of get back inside, and I had my hands on him and was able to just kind of put him in the ground.
Let me ask you this. Like, sometimes when you're on a guy, you can feel that moment of truth when you can really bury him or you cannot embarrass him, okay? did you have that microsecond moment of truth and you think, you're going down, big guy?
Oh, absolutely. absolutely. I felt it, you know, right when he started to redirect back up the field. And to me, I mean, this was, I don't even want to give this guy a chance to get up off the ground to chase Aaron around if Aaron still had the ball. So to me, it was just making sure I stay on top of him, put him on the ground, so there's no way he has a chance to make a play.
Brian Belaga, body slamming Cameron Wake. Good stuff, Brian. Well done. Coming up, another exciting edition of Earn Your Autograph starring Noah. And our guest player is Noah. And Noah, you know what else?
What?
You're the winner of the Brian Belaga look-alike contest.
Perfect.
How's that? Pretty cool. Okay, Noah, if you can learn the football skill Brian's about to coach you on, you will earn his autograph. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I got an idea, Brian. You know, you offensive lineman, I watch you, and it's got to be monotonous. Every day, the same steps, the
very
same
boring.
Steps.
Very boring.
Very boring.
Yeah,
okay.
Very boring stuff.
A better word than monotonous. Anyway, rather than do that and learn that, why don't we have some fun? You be the quarterback. Noah, you be the receiver. And Brian, tell him where you want him to go. Throw him the pass for the touchdown. And you can celebrate and slam it. You can slam it and spike it. We don't care about the commissioner tonight, okay?
That's exactly right.
All right. Wonderful. You okay with that, Brian?
Yeah, we're allowed to go anywhere around. Like, you know, there's cameras and lights and...
Well, as good as we can do. Here you go. It's your, right. You're the quarterback. You're the quarterback.
Right. So what's your favorite route? What do you think? What
post.
Do you, post. All right. Looking for a deep post here. There's not a ton of room to run a deep post.
How about you run your post somewhere towards this... Towards that nice-looking gentleman there. That looks a little confused right now, but
yeah.
Towards him. Run that, okay?
Let's run the post. All right. Ready? Green 18. Green 18, set up.
I'll tell you what. There you go. He earned your autograph, didn't he?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a terrible ball, and he caught it. I told him it was going to be a bad ball.
Well done, Noah.
He still caught it.
While Noah is getting Brian's autograph, we've got to take a break. When we come back, more with Brian Belaga. Don't go away. Play. Brian, during the introduction, when you came out, I don't know if you heard it, but I said, I really love the way you approach the game, the way you go about your football business, I believe is what I said. And what is it about the game that makes it so important to you? Because by your practice habits, the way you play, I can tell football is really, really important to you.
It is. I mean, I loved everything about it when I was growing up, you know, going out in the backyard and playing catch with my dad. I mean, just kind of starting out that way and then kind of choosing that sport over any other, like baseball and basketball in high school and making that my main focus. And, I mean, that's where I kind of grew to love the game was right in high school. When I decided to make that my main focus. And then just the passion for, you know, being out here with my teammates and the guys and doing my best to make sure that I do my job for the team so that, you know, I'm taking care of my job, everybody takes care of their job, and and just being accountable for what you're doing out there. And I think that's the most important thing to me is make sure that the guy next to you, I mean, as you know, on the offensive line, can rely on you, and he knows you're doing your job to the best of your ability.
Well said. Coming up, we'll have questions for Brian from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Don't go away. Welcome back. Thank you, Third and Short. Brian Balaga, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Caden.
Caden, where you go to school at?
Parkview Middle School.
Okay, wonderful. Over in Ashwaubenon, huh?
Yep.
And what's your question?
All right, Mr. Balaga, I am a biker boy for a training camp. How do you like riding the bikes up and down to practice every day?
I don't mind it. I actually think it gets me loose before practice, to be honest with you. Going down, you know, you're a little stiff in those 8 a.m. practices, so to ride the bike down actually loosens up the legs a little bit, to be honest with you.
A practical side to it. And who do we have here? What's your name?
Josie.
And Josie, what's your question?
My birthday's tomorrow. What do you like to do on your birthday?
Oh. On my birthday, I mean, I kind of like to just be around my family, go out to dinner with my wife, just kind of lay low, be with family, and just kind of just celebrate. Have some cake, get some presents, of course. You know.
And what are you going to do, Josie? Blow out the candles? Wonderful. I don't think she likes to talk to me. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for. Frankie, what was your favorite question, and what do we have for that lucky questioner?
Of course it was Josie with the birthday question, and she receives an air freshener, Packer air freshener, for that new car smell.
Of course, Frankie, some weeks nobody goes away empty-handed on Packers Live. What do we have for our other questioner?
Well, Larry, they were three for a dollar, so they all get air fresheners that smell like a new car.
Thank you, Frankie. Stay with us. Final thoughts are coming up next. One more time with Brian Balaga. Brian, you know, as preparation for the show, believe it or not, I do prepare. I kind of look at the guy's personal information in the press guide, and I saw it says, Brian Balaga visited Atlantis in 2012. Did you actually find, like, the lost continent, or what's the deal with that?
I wish. That'd be pretty awesome if I was able to do that. No, I just went down there with now my wife, TJ Lang, his now wife, and my brother and his wife, and we kind of just spent a nice week there.
Oh, okay. So awesome. I thought Atlantis.
The Bahamas.
That's kind of famous. I think I was at that place once myself. Anyway, Brian, on Monday, after a Sunday game, do you guys actually start looking ahead? Like, have you done squat on the Carolina Panthers yet?
Today is really just watching the tape from the Miami game, going over the corrections, and kind of just making sure that we clean up everything we needed to clean up from last week. Most guys, like myself, I'll dive into some Carolina tape today and tomorrow, get the game plan on Wednesday, and, you know, go to practice Wednesday and kind of just move forward from Wednesday on.
Brian, best of luck. Go get them.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for being here. Terrific crowd. Thank you.